In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My dear friends, sometimes we find ourselves in seasons of struggle where it feels like our dreams are slipping away and our prayers go unanswered. But I want to remind you today that our God is a God of miracles, and He is always working behind the scenes to change our stories for the better. Now, you may be asking, how do I know when God is about to change my story? Well, my friends, there are signs. Subtle yet powerful indications that His hand is at work in our lives. Today, I want to share with you important signs that God will change your story soon. So lean in, open your hearts, and let's dive into this message of hope and encouragement. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel, please take a moment to subscribe. So, let's delve deeper into the sign of clarity and direction. Imagine you're standing at a crossroads in life, unsure which path to take. The future seems murky, clouded by uncertainty and indecision. You long for clarity, for a signpost to guide your steps. Then, as if by divine intervention, the fog begins to lift. Clarity in direction is like a beacon of light cutting through the darkness, illuminating the way forward with unmistakable clarity. It's a moment of revelation when you suddenly grasp your purpose, understand your calling, and discern the path that aligns with God's will for your life. This clarity often comes after a period of seeking, praying, and wrestling with questions about your identity, passions, and goals. It may emerge through introspection, wise counsel, or moments of profound revelation. Regardless of how it comes, when clarity dawns, it brings with it a sense of peace, confidence, and alignment with God's plan. When you receive clarity in your purpose, it's not merely a coincidence or the result of random chance. It's a divine intervention, orchestrated by a loving God who knows the plans He has for you. Plans to prosper you, and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Jeremiah 29. This clarity may manifest in various ways. It could be a sudden realization of your talents and passions, a deep conviction about a specific calling, or a clear vision for the next steps in your journey. Whatever form it takes, it's a sign that God is actively involved in shaping your destiny and guiding you toward His intended destination for your life. So when the fog lifts and the path ahead becomes clear, don't dismiss it as mere coincidence. Instead, recognize it as a divine signal, a confirmation that God is illuminating your way forward. Trust in His guidance. Step out in faith and follow the path He has laid before you, knowing that He will walk beside you every step of the way. Let's explore the second sign. Imagine the pain of a fractured relationship. The hurtful words spoken, the misunderstandings that led to distance, and the wounds that seemed irreparable. Broken relationships can weigh heavily on our hearts, leaving us feeling lost, lonely, and longing for reconciliation. However, amidst the brokenness, there is hope. Hope for healing, hope for forgiveness, and hope for restoration. When broken relationships are restored, it's a powerful testimony to the transformative power of God's love and grace. The restoration of broken relationships is a sign of God's redemptive work in our lives. It's a testament to His ability to mend what was once shattered, to reconcile hearts that were once divided, and to heal wounds that seemed too deep to heal. This restoration process often begins with a willingness to forgive, to let go of bitterness, resentment, and pride. and to extend grace and mercy to those who have hurt us. It requires humility, vulnerability, and a commitment to seeking reconciliation, even when it seems impossible. God is the ultimate reconciler. And when we invite Him into our broken relationships...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
He brings healing and restoration beyond what we could ever imagine. He softens hearts, opens lines of communication, and guides us toward reconciliation with love and compassion. When broken relationships are restored, it's not merely a coincidence or the result of human effort alone. It's a divine intervention orchestrated by a loving God who desires unity, peace, and wholeness in our relationships. So, when you witness the restoration of a broken relationship, when wounds are healed, forgiveness is extended, and reconciliation takes place. Don't underestimate the significance of this moment. It's a sign that God is actively at work in your life, mending what was once broken and restoring hope, joy, and love. Now, let's delve into the next sign. Picture a moment in your life when joy overwhelms you. Perhaps it's a moment of sheer bliss, a burst of laughter shared with loved ones, or a deep sense of contentment despite the challenges surrounding you. This overwhelming joy is more than just a fleeting emotion. It's a profound manifestation of God's presence in your life. In the midst of life's trials and tribulations, when circumstances seem bleak and despair threatens to consume us, overwhelming joy breaks through like a ray of sunshine, piercing through the clouds. It's a reminder that our joy isn't dependent on external factors or fleeting pleasures, but is rooted in something deeper, our relationship with God. When joy fills your heart, despite circumstances, it's a testimony to the indomitable spirit within you, a spirit infused with the joy of the Lord. This joy isn't superficial or temporary, but is grounded in the unshakable truth of God's love, His faithfulness, and His promises for your life. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice. This command to rejoice isn't contingent upon favorable circumstances, but is an exhortation to find joy in the Lord regardless of our external situation. It's a recognition that true and lasting joy is found in God alone. When laughter bubbles up from within, it's a celebration of the goodness of God, a recognition of His presence in our lives, and a foreshadowing of the abundant joy that awaits us in His kingdom. It's a foretaste of the joy that will be ours when we are reunited with Him for all eternity. So, when you experience overwhelming joy, when laughter fills your heart and a sense of peace permeates your soul, embrace it as a precious gift from God. It's His way of reminding you of His presence, His love, and the joy that awaits you in His presence forevermore. My friends, let's delve deeper into the sign of a season of preparation. So, imagine yourself in a season where it feels like you're constantly learning, growing, and preparing for something greater. It may be a time of intense study, skill building, or personal development. In the midst of this season, it's easy to feel impatient, wondering when the fruits of your labor will finally be realized. However, a season of preparation is not just a period of waiting. It's a time of divine equipping, a time when God is actively shaping and molding you for the blessings He has in store. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of individuals who underwent seasons of preparation before stepping into their appointed roles. Joseph spent years in slavery and imprisonment before becoming a ruler in Egypt. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness before leading the Israelites out of captivity. Even Jesus spent years in obscurity before beginning his public ministry. These periods of preparation were not wasted time, but were essential for equipping these individuals for the tasks ahead. Similarly, when you find yourself in a season of preparation, embrace it with open arms, for God is using this time to refine your character, deepen your faith, and prepare you for the blessings he has in store. During a season of preparation, you may encounter challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt, but know that God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and molding you into the person he created you to be. Embrace the lessons, embrace the growth, and embrace the process. For it is in this season that God is laying a foundation for the blessings he intends to pour out upon you. Trust in his timing, trust in his plan, and trust that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So, when you find yourself in a season of preparation, don't despise it or rush through it. Instead, lean into it, knowing that God is equipping you, refining you, and preparing you to step into the fullness of his blessings. Surrender to his process and watch as he works wonders in your life. Let's explore the sign of divine interventions. So, my dear friends, picture a moment in your life when the impossible became possible. Perhaps it's a miraculous healing, a financial provision when all seemed lost, or a seemingly insurmountable obstacle overcome through divine intervention. These moments are not mere coincidences or strokes of luck. They are powerful demonstrations of God's sovereignty and his willingness to intervene in our lives. Divine interventions are manifestations of God's power and his desire to reveal himself to us in extraordinary ways. They remind us that nothing is impossible for him, and that his plans for us far exceed our own understanding. Throughout history, we see countless examples of divine interventions, from the parting of the Red Sea to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These miraculous events serve as signposts, pointing us toward the reality of God's existence and his active involvement in our world. When you witness a divine intervention, when the impossible becomes possible before your very eyes, it's a profound affirmation of God's presence in your life. It's his way of showing his power, his love, and his faithfulness to his promises. Divine interventions also serve another purpose. They prepare us for the miraculous. When we witness God's power at work in our lives, it increases our faith, strengthens our trust in him, and opens our hearts to receive even greater blessings. So, when you experience a divine intervention, whether it's a small miracle or a monumental one, don't dismiss it as mere coincidence. Instead, recognize it as a powerful demonstration of God's love and his desire to work in your life. Embrace these moments with gratitude and awe, knowing that they are not just random occurrences, but divine interventions orchestrated by a loving God who delights in showing his power and preparing you for the miraculous. My dear friends, let's delve into the sign of release from bondage. So, imagine the weight of chains wrapped tightly around you. Chains of addiction, of fear, of shame, holding you captive and suffocating your spirit. You long for freedom, for release from the bondage that binds you, but it seems like an impossible dream. Yet, when those chains are broken, when addictions are shattered and freedom reigns, it's a powerful testament to God's deliverance and his desire for you to live abundantly. Throughout Scripture, we see God's heart for setting his people free from bondage. Whether it's the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt or Jesus' ministry of setting the captives free. God's desire for our freedom is evident when you experience release from bondage. When chains that once held you captive are broken, it's a sign of God's deliverance at work in your life. It's His loving hand reaching down to lift you out of the pit, to set your feet upon solid ground, and to lead you into a life of abundant freedom. This release from bondage isn't just about breaking physical chains. It's also about breaking the chains of sin, of addiction, of destructive patterns that keep us enslaved. It's about experiencing spiritual liberation and stepping into the fullness of life that God intended for us. When addictions are shattered and freedom reigns, it's a testament to the power of God's grace to transform hearts and renew minds. It's a reminder that no matter how deeply entrenched we may be in bondage, God's love is greater still, and His power to set us free knows no bounds. So, when you experience release from bondage, don't attribute it solely to your own strength or willpower. Instead, recognize it as a divine intervention, orchestrated by a loving God who desires nothing more than for you to live abundantly in His freedom. Now, let's turn to the sign of persistent hope. Imagine facing circumstances that seem utterly hopeless, the odds stacked against you, the future uncertain and despair threatening to overwhelm you. In the midst of such darkness, hope shines like a beacon, refusing to be extinguished, persisting against all odds. Persistent hope is more than just wishful thinking or blind optimism. It's a deep-seated confidence in God's faithfulness and His promises. It's a steadfast belief that no matter how dire the situation may seem, God is with you, working all things together for your good. Throughout Scripture, we see countless examples of individuals who clung to hope in the face of adversity. From Abraham, who hoped against hope for the fulfillment of God's promise of a son, to the Israelites, who hoped for deliverance from bondage in Egypt. Persistent hope is a testament to God's faithfulness and His promise to never leave nor forsake you. It's a reminder that, even in the darkest moments of life, God is present, His hand at work, and His plans for you are filled with hope and a future. When hope refuses to die within you, it's a sign that God's Spirit is alive and active in your life, sustaining you and guiding you through the storms. It's His way of whispering to your soul, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. So, when you find yourself clinging to hope in the midst of adversity, don't underestimate its power. Instead, embrace it as a precious gift from a loving God who sees your struggles, hears your prayers, and promises to never leave you nor forsake you. My beloved friends, let us keep our eyes fixed on these signs, for they are not merely coincidences, but divine interventions orchestrated by a loving God who longs to rewrite our stories with grace, redemption, and boundless love. So, let us hold fast to hope, for the dawn is breaking and a new chapter awaits. Trust in God's timing, believe in His promises, and rejoice, for He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, we come to you in prayer, seeking your guidance and strength during these difficult times. Life can be a struggle, and we often face challenges that test our faith and resilience. We ask that you help us find the courage to face our struggles and the wisdom to know how to overcome them. We pray that you grant us the patience and perseverance to stay the course. Even when the road ahead seems long and difficult, give us the strength to keep moving forward, even when we feel like giving up. We ask that you bless us with the support and love of those around us, who can lift us up when we are feeling down. Help us to be grateful for the blessings in our lives, even when things are tough. Finally, we pray for hope and healing for all those who are struggling. May they find the strength to overcome their challenges and the comfort of knowing that they are not alone. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.